Ephesians chapter 3. For this reason, I, Paul, the prisoner of Christ Jesus for you Gentiles, I assume that you have heard of the stewardship of the grace of God that was given to me for you. The mystery was made known to me by revelation, as I have written briefly. When you read about this, you will be able to understand my insight into this mystery about Christ. In other generations, this mystery was not made known to the sons of men, but now it has been revealed by the Spirit to his holy apostles and prophets. This hidden truth is that the Gentiles are fellow heirs and fellow members of the body, and they share the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel. For I became a servant of this gospel by the gift of God's grace given to me through the working of his power. To me, although I am the least of all God's holy people, this grace was given to preach to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to bring to light for everyone the plan, the mystery, hidden for ages in God who created all things. This plan was made known through the church, so the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places would come to know the many-sided nature of the wisdom of God. This happened according to the eternal plan that he accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord. For in Christ we have boldness and access with confidence because of our faith in him. Therefore, I ask you not to be discouraged because of my tribulations for you, which is your glory. For this reason, I bend my knees to the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named. I pray that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with power through his Spirit, who is in your inner person. I pray that Christ may live in your hearts through faith, and that you may be rooted and founded in his love, in order that you might be able to understand, along with all God's holy people, what is the width, the length, the height, and the depth, and to know the love of Christ, which goes beyond knowledge, so that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do far beyond all that we ask or think, according to his power that works in us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen.